Parshas Kisavo is known for the Tochacha. But before the Torah warns us about the Klalos, that Chalila can come if we don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, it first tells us about the positive. All of the brachos that we can receive if we do observe mitzvahs properly. Baruch Privitnacha, Priyadmascha, Pribemtecha, health at home, prosperity in the fields, abundant cattle, etc. The Torah seems to promise us material bracha in return for serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. But this seems difficult. After all, the Gemara says at the end of Kiddushin, the end of the first parak of Kiddushin, that Tzchar Mitzvah B'Hai Al Malekah, there's no reward given in this world for doing mitzvahs. That's reserved for the next world. So how can Torah promise us material bracha in return for observing mitzvahs? That's a Tzchar in this world, not the next. This question is asked by the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Tes. And the Rambam gives a fundamental yesod as an answer to this kasha. He says it's true that the ultimate reward is reserved for Olam Haba. The ultimate tzchar for all mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim is not given in this world. But the Torah promises us that if we observe mitzvahs b'simcha, with a joy, if we learn Torah the way we should, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove kol advarim hamonim osonim ilavod oso yisparach. He'll remove all of the impediments which prevent us from serving Him properly. All of the things that make it more difficult to serve Him properly. Like sickness and war and hunger. He'll protect us from these challenges. And He'll give us all of the brachas that make it easier for us to serve Him. Like shalom v'shalva and riba kesef v'zohav. Like material wealth, inner peace, and satisfaction. All of the material brachas of this world are not an end unto themselves. They're not a schar for doing mitzvos. They're just a means to help us serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. This, says the Rambam, is the deeper meaning behind the cryptic pasuk at the end of the Tochacha. Tachas asher lo avadatas Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tuv levav meirov kol. The Torah seems to be saying that the aveira, which brings the worst klalos of the Tochacha, is the fact that we didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha, b'simcha v'tuv levav. Why is this so terrible? The answer is that if we don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha, when we have so much, it shows that we don't appreciate all of that bracha. It shows that we don't understand the purpose of all of that bracha. So chalila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu might take it away. The Torah is teaching us that we should never forget the purpose of all of the brachas that we have. This yesod is a theme that runs through the parsha. The parsha begins by discussing the mitzvah bikurim. What's the purpose of the mitzvah? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, bikurim teaches us the need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything we have, to express hakaras hatov, to show that we understand where all of our success comes from. And why is that so critical? Because if we appreciate that Hashem is the source of all of our bounty, the source of all of our bracha, it's only natural to realize that there has to be a spiritual purpose to it all. The material brachos can't just be an end unto themselves. They must be a means to help us live for a higher purpose. And that understanding gives us a sense of direction. It guides us to use our money wisely, to manage our time in a proper way, to stay focused on what's really important in life. Sometimes we lose sight of our goals. We forget what our priorities should really be. We forget what is zikr and what is tefillah. Comes Chodesh Elul, we begin to hear the shofar, and it jolts us out of our slumber. It reminds us that there's a higher purpose to life. Shabbos.